3035.
What's on your mind? Tuesday edition of the program brought to you in part by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. And a little later on in the program, we'll get you an answer on why farmers do what they do today. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. That telephone number is your ticket to telling us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a number of guests joining us on the program today. Wes Klein will be here. He's one of the district directors for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to get his take on the areas of interest compromise passed by the North Dakota Industrial Commission. Wes was a part of a number of debates and discussions prior to that vote and very much opposed the idea that was first put forward by Attorney General Wayne Stengel before the Industrial Commission and ultimately passed after some compromise. So an opportunity for us to hear from him. We talked last week, it was on Tuesday last week, with Clay Jenkinson a little bit about that issue. So we're looking forward to getting the Farm Bureau perspective of that today with Wes Klein. We're going to meet Rear Admiral Richard Breckenridge. He is crisscrossing North Dakota to talk about the all-new USS North Dakota, the attack submarine that will be commissioned coming up in May. Look forward to hearing a little bit more about that vessel that we've talked so much about on this program, and certainly have been encouraging folks to donate to the commissioning ceremony so we can have state pride on display come May in Groton, Connecticut. And then we'll wrap up the program with a chat with Senator John Hoeven, just back from Ukraine. He was there over the weekend. Has some interesting, bold ideas on U.S. policy towards Russia because of what's happening in Ukraine, and also a way for our energy to play a role in that dispute and future disputes as well. So we look forward to all of that today on the program. A number of guests joining us. But in the meantime, the favorite part of the show for me, I know it is for you too, Todd, is to find out what's on folks' minds today, right?
Yes.
Exactly right.
So day one of the workout regimen, and my coffee weighs 50 pounds now.
Your coffee weighs 50 pounds?
Well, was,
what are you using, an industrial drum? Or
Day one of the workout regimen, so now everything I lift weighs 50 pounds or more. My pen
is, that right?
20 pounds. Oh, no.
By design, is that the deal or what?
Well, I got to try to get in shape by May 3rd. I don't know if I'm going to get all the way there because I got a long ways to go, but, you know, the big wedding coming up and stuff, but... For anybody who's ever, like, not worked out for a while and then all of a sudden done a big day, you know the feeling.
Exactly right. Well, it's a good motivator, see. It'll be no need to have to motivate you. You're just going to go, go, go.
There may be a need. Come on, Todd, you can lift another cup of coffee. Come on.
Go for it, Todd. Come on. Big political story today is Kevin Cramer now has an opponent in the House race. George B. Sinner, currently a state senator, a banker from Fargo, and the son of a former governor, another George Sinner.
George A. Sinner?
Yes.
Does he have a child, George C. Sinner? Or are we going in alphabetical order?
Let's keep that going.
Just saying.
Exactly. Anyway, George Sinner has been toying with this idea on and off for some time, and now has thrown his hat in the race. Poll numbers that are out suggest that this is a tall mountain to climb, that Kevin Cramer has a strong lead in a lot of the polls, but of course it's March, and that's a long, long time from November, and campaign hasn't really started. Love your reaction to that matchup, Kevin Cramer versus George Sinner. I think political types that, have been buzzing about this for some time, at least the prospect of George Sinner entering this race, have been assuming that the Sinner name is still formidable in the state, and that, his dad, obviously governor, from what would have been, mid-80s through early 90s. So his dad was last governor in 1992. Right? We sit here in 2014. That's a long time ago. You know, we had John Hoeven for governor for 10 years, Jack Dalrymple for 2 years, and, of course, Ed Schaefer for 8 years since there was a center in the state house, in the governor's chair. So I'm not so sure. I just think about just the amount of new voters that have come to North Dakota in that time. I think it's sort of a political chattering class kind of thing. I'm not so sure it means much with. This is my take, and I'd love to know if you think differently. In other words, name ID is a big deal in politics. If I've heard of you, then you've at least got a fighting chance. And I guess if you follow politics closely and you've been around and last voted for a center on the ballot statewide in 88. Because he was done in 92. So 1988, the last time a center was on the statewide ballot. Is that a leg up? Is that a big deal? Is the name ID itself? Or is that yesterday's news? Curious what you think of this particular. And he really obviously struggled with the decision on whether or not to get into the race because he wasn't. And now he's in. And I don't know whether that matters either. People probably don't pay that close attention. Is to tell me about, middle October, who's on the ballot, and I'll make a decision. After watching all kinds of ads and seeing all kinds of stories and hearing all kinds of debates, then I guess you make your decision at that point, right? And by the way, for folks on the Minnesota side, Colin Peterson, who I was pretty sure after hearing him on our program last week was going to be running again, he's another one that was running, and as he famously says, I'm always a candidate until I'm not. He did throw his hat in the ring as well, so he'll be running. But your reaction to George Sinner throwing his hat in the House race against Congressman Kevin Cramer, what do you think of that race? If you're on the Democratic side of things, do you see this as the perfect candidate to take on an incumbent Republican? If you're a Republican supporter of Kevin Cramer, do you think no big deal? Give us your reaction to it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's an off-air call that just came in.
Yeah, this is Lance over in the Tioga area. I'd like to weigh in real quick on George Sinner's candidacy. I remember vaguely when he lost to Governor Schaefer, but I would like to mention, not to sound rude or anything, but this man's 85 years old, and I find it interesting that the North Dakota Democratic Party can't find anybody better than an 85-year-old ex-politician to run against Kevin Cramer. Maybe that just tells us a little bit about the situation of our Democratic Party in the state. So, but those are my thoughts. Thank you very much.
All right, Lance, appreciate the call. Something we do need to clear up, and maybe this is going to be confusing for others since they have the same first name. The former governor, George A. Sinner, is not the candidate here. It's his son, George B. Sinner, who is a state senator from Fargo that is running against Kevin Cramer. So same first name, George and George, not the same person. But I don't imagine Lance will probably be the last one to make that mistake. So, therefore, we'll clear that up right from the get-go. So, it is Sinner the Younger that is running, who, by the way, is a freshman senator and rather new to the political scene. Been a banker, I guess, prior to that. And, of course, citizen legislators, you serve not only as a member of the legislature, but also you keep your day job. It's not like that's a full-time job, so still a banker, I guess. But anyway, just to clear that up for Lance, that that'd be the son, not the dad, that's running for that race. All right, so got that cleared up. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, this is generally pretty late to announce your candidacy. In this case, obviously, we're in the middle of March 2014. The race is in November. I don't know about you, but I don't need to lengthen campaigns. I don't have a growing need to have them go longer. So I actually kind of appreciate narrowing that window just a little bit. I don't have a big problem there, but that has had some in the political class chattering as well that they can't find a candidate. They can't get anybody to run against this guy. It's just late. It is late, but it is obviously still a number of months away. So, Mary and Bismarck want to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Mary. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, you know, it's been a long time, and I was quite a bit younger then, but the name George Sinner doesn't hold a whole lot of good memories for me. I remember him as being a very petty Democrat. At the time, the state was going through some rough financial times, and he tried to push through some tax increases, and the Republicans would have none of it. Well, to get even, at Christmas time, you know how we light up the Christmas tree on the Capitol? He said we couldn't afford that, so it wasn't done that year.
Boy, you got a better memory than I do, Mary. That's a memory. I missed that one. All right. Well, there's one chapter from the past. Thanks, Mary. Others welcome on What's On Your Mind. Give us a ring.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On your mind, coming up bottom of the hour, Wes Klein of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We'll talk about the compromise on the areas of interest and drilling policy. We're also going to chat with Rear Admiral Richard Breckinridge, who is visiting the state to talk about the technological prowess of the USS North Dakota attack submarine. Can hardly wait to find out about all the gizmos that baby has. Doesn't have a telescope anymore. Can you believe that? Todd, a submarine without a telescope?
Wow.
Don't need one anymore. Unreal. Plus, Senator John Hovind will be here to talk about his trip to the Ukraine over the weekend. and U.S. policy towards Russia. Stephen and Crosby, you're next on What's on Your Mind, listening on KTGO today. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
I was wondering, am I too extreme in thinking that it would take two or three generations to fix America, but if we cut all funding to everything, I mean, literally everything, except the military, and then we can fight over how we should fund them, whether that be a flat tax or a sales tax. I mean, am I crazy for thinking that the feds shouldn't be involved, and then maybe Obama would have time to deal with Putin?
With who?
Putin.
Oh, I thought you said Putin. I thought you were inventing a new slang name for the president of Russia there. I missed that.
I was.
You were. I see. Okay. I wasn't hearing things. So how would this work exactly? When you say when you just starve the beast? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. Let people wither on the vine, as Newt Gingrich said, and then they'll have to go to their churches and let the states deal with it, and then people can become productive and not, you know, leeches.
Sort of a zero-based budgeting process on steroids, kind of, I think, is what you're talking about maybe there, Steve.
Yeah, it's a little extreme, but I'm wondering, how do we get there? You know, set a high goal and at some point get there.
As appealing as that wake-up call would be, I'm not sure it'll ever happen. They can't even get a vote on a balanced budget amendment, for crying out loud, that says at some point, pick a date in the future, we're going to have a balanced budget. Pretty amazing. But you're thinking the right way, Steve. Fiscal restraint to get our fiscal house in order. I appreciate the call. Dan and Bismarck listening on KFIRE 550. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, my question is that now that Mr. Sinner threw his hat in the ring, do you guys at KFIRE have to give him a weekly spot like Mr. Kramer has so he can get his message out to the people?
The answer would be no, we do not have to. We would certainly invite George Sinner to come on the program. Equal time rules apply to access to advertisements, not to news programs. This would be a news program. But obviously, as we get closer to the election, you know, first of all, what Congressman Kramer does each week is come in and take calls from constituents on specific questions. He's not saying, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me, right? If he were, then we would feel obligated, never mind the rules, to say, well, we're going to give your opponent a chance to do that. But
well, I do have to give Mr. Kramer credit for what he does, because I think that every politician should have to do that, should have to get on the air publicly and answer for everything they do.
Yeah, I think it's helpful, it's productive, and you know, there've been a lot of issues that have come up that the answers have been found, and so I think access to your members of Congress, to any elected leader, is a good thing. Absolutely.
I agree. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you, Ed and Dickinson. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Ed. Take it away.
Hi, thank you for the chuckle. It was very nice, but most submarines do not have telescopes.
They don't?
No, they have periscopes.
Periscopes, right. You're exactly right.
I
would call Scott on that one, but yeah.
You made my day. Thank you.
Well, wait a minute now. Do you know for a fact that most don't have telescopes? They don't typically use them, and they're pretty useless underwater, but, you know, if you surface and want to look at the stars...
Well, they have a sextant to look at the stars, as a means of viewing the, they don't have telescopes normally.
It's a stretch, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, no idea.
Trying to save face for Scott.
Here's the bottom line. No need. I screwed up. Yeah, I meant telescope.
I didn't want to mention it, Scott. I thought I am kind of curious. We know what everybody, what he means, so we'll just.
I am curious how they maneuver these things without a periscope still, though. Follow me?
Well, it's like an MRI. You see a lot of stuff without actually visualizing it with your eyes. So, modern technology.
We have cars that drive themselves. Why can't we have a submarine that drives itself?
Right. Absolutely.
And by the way, not that I'm trying to save any face here, but didn't a periscope have to go up a telescope tube?
No, it goes up a pipe. But it's two 45-degree angle mirrors They gave you the periscope.
Ah, I see.
A little more sophisticated than that, but yeah, it's just, you can buy them at the, for toys. It's a 3 foot pipe with two 45 degree mirrors.
Got it. All right, very good. Appreciate
the
call.
That's why when you tried putting those paper towel rolls together when you were a kid, Scott, that's why they didn't work. You didn't have mirrors in them. It looked cute, though.
I should have thought of the mirrors. Here's an off-air call.
Hello, yes, I'd like to weigh in on the candidacy of the Mr. Senator there. I think he's wasting his money trying to run. I think the American people really have a bad taste from the Democrats. I think that the Democrats are just going to get absolutely smoked this election cycle coming up. And something that's kind of telling is the fact that he wasn't sure if he was going to run. He's going to run. He's not going to run. He's going to run. He's not going to run. That'll tell you a little bit of what's in somebody's motives in their heart right there. Someone who is really upset with the way the country's going, that type of person has no doubt in their mind that they want to run. This guy, he's just kind of sort of sounds to me like he's feeling the waters a little bit, which is not someone that I would want to vote for myself. I want someone with conviction and determination and drive, to vote for. Not somebody who's just checking the waters here. That's my comment. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate that call. Lots of comments coming in on this topic today. Now that we have an opponent for Congressman Kramer in the upcoming November election, here's another.
Yeah, exactly what we need is a Democrat banker to be running for office against Kramer. You know, it's bad enough we had Hovind as governor. He was a former banker. Now he's governor. Now he's senator. I'm kind of scared that we're having bankers, lawyers, doctors running this country instead of farmers and laymen and people like that. You know, the way I see it, Jack Seaman. For the House this year. Libertarian Party, that's all I have to say.
All right, appreciate the call. Let's go to Orland and Minot, listening on KCJB. You're on What's on Your Mind, Orland. Got about a half minute for you.
Well, I heard this navigational system on using a sextant. They don't need them anymore. They have GPS.
So that's why we don't need a periscope anymore. GPS it up. Right?
No, the sextant for navigation. The periscope they use, but as far as getting up on deck and use a sextant and navigate by the stars, they don't have to anymore. They've got a star up there they call a satellite, so they run their GPS system.
Modern technology. We're going to learn all about it later on with Rear Admiral Richard Breckinridge, who can tell us about all the gizmos that the USS North Dakota has, this attack submarine, which will be commissioned in May in Connecticut. Thanks, Orland. Wes Klein from the Farm Bureau, when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties. Fastest shipping in the industry and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
To continue discussing the house race in North Dakota, that now is a set matchup with the announcement today across the state that George B. Sinner, the state senator, the son of the former governor, will be throwing his hat in that ring and will be an opponent on the Democratic side for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Earlier caller made mention of the fact there's a Libertarian Party candidate in that race as well. With Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Republican candidate, Jack Seaman, the Libertarian candidate. Or will the, here's the question we put up on Facebook, will George B. Sinner be a formidable opponent for Congressman Kevin Cramer, or will the early polls showing huge Cramer leads hold up through the November election? You can weigh in on our Facebook page. All right, Wes Klein's going to join us in a moment, talk a little bit about areas of interest and the compromise at the State Industrial Commission. But first, Bob in West Hope wants to weigh in. Hello, Bob. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Yesterday, morning. When I brought up the subject about the Cirrus and the Mouse River, somebody else come on after that, and I missed most of that. What was he talking about? Do you remember?
Basically, that all the maps and all the additional, you know, official resources show it as the Cirrus, not the Mouse, in North Dakota.
Well, I'll come on every time you cross a river in the town or mine it or wherever, it says Mouse River instead of the Cirrus then.
Good question. I believe we have it established with the historians and yourself, Bob, that in North Dakota it is Mouse.
Yeah.
Not Cirrus. But I think the guy was trying to pick a fight with you.
I think so too, but I mean, he should wake up and wipe his whatever, but anyway.
Wake up and wipe his whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to know anymore.
No, not on that part.
No, please don't get further into that crazy,
yeah.
Bob. That's,
yeah.
That's too much.
And
man.
Then there's another thing. Kevin Cramer, he's not afraid to come on the radio and talk at least once a week or twice, whatever, through the months. He comes on there and explains himself or does the best he can do with the questions that he gets and stuff like that there. He's going to get my vote for 100% on that part.
All right, Bob. Appreciate you weighing in today. Thank you.
All right. Later.
Wes Klein is here of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Wes, we talked to you several times leading up to the debate about areas of interest and the oil drilling policy changes proposed before the Industrial Commission of the State of North Dakota. We've not had a chance to talk with you since the vote happened, which some have suggested was a good compromise. Did you think it was a good compromise?
Well, no, Scott. It definitely was not it's not a compromise. Private property, if you look at the map that the Industrial Commission has out there, that map clearly shows that private property is still in. And recently, a week ago, the Ag Commissioner was at a land meeting in Jamestown, and he clearly stated that private property is going to be in. There's no question. You look at the map, the areas of interest include an immense amount of private property in the state of North Dakota. And I just want to point out that at the last Industrial Commission meeting where this was approved, and then the amendment was approved, that coming from Carlene Fine, the executive director of the Industrial Commission, she qualified what is going to happen as counties in North Dakota receive a drilling permit. They will automatically be in this and qualify for areas of interest. If you look at McIntosh and Emmons County, they each will have a drilling permit. They have drilling permit, two of them issued in each county. They now are part of this areas of interest. And if you look at that map, the city of Ashley will now butts right up against one of those areas of interest, which is a wildlife management area. That city is not going to be able to grow, at least in two directions, because of the buffer zone around that wildlife management area that lays adjacent to the city of Ashley.
Now, the argument we heard continually through this is that there was nothing new in this process. It just was, in other words, that all these things are done now. They're just done by the Department of Mineral Resources when they're reviewing these, and this would add some transparency to it, but that it would not be a new process. You reject that premise?
I really believe this is a whole new process. It definitely is going to impact private property owners, and here's why. There was a lot of talk about, well, you know, we're going to avoid unintended consequences. One of the consequences of this new program is, A, first of all, the governor clearly stated at the Industrial Commission meeting that this is a pilot program and that their intentions is to create criteria for success, evaluate that criteria at the end of the year, and then move this onto private property. Now, I don't know of any government agency or government that's ever created a policy or a rule, written their own criteria for success, and then said, oh, no, it wasn't a success. This is going to come out as a success, and consequently, we will have private property being commented upon. One of those unintended consequences right now is you have federal agencies that get to come out of their congressional authorization, begin commenting on state land. I would say the Petroleum Council basically has capitulated because the industry is going to take the path of least resistance. What it's going to do is create an increased antagonism between surface owners and private and mineral owners in the fact that the oil companies are going to take the path of least resistance and they're going to move those rigs back onto private land, thus affecting surface owners only. So it does have unintended consequences because the industry is going to take the path of least resistance, and that is rather than fighting federal agencies and state agencies on state trust land, school land, they'll just move those rigs back onto private property.
If you have a question or comment for Wes, welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What we were told about the compromise was that the public comment, which was a controversial part of what was proposed, would only be on public lands, not on private lands. So a couple of questions here. One, when you talk about a map, are you saying that that simply isn't the way it happened, or are you talking about something different than the public comment part of this process?
Well, it's very interesting. They're not going to take comment on public land. But the map still clearly indicates a buffer zone around an immense amount of private property. White Butte is one of those. It's all privately owned, and yet there's a two-mile buffer zone around it. So is there a designation or isn't there a designation? I really think that the designation stayed. The Industrial Commission created this designation, and in order to include private property, that at the end of the year, they needed that designation to stay on private property. So I think it's a shell game on the part of the Industrial Commission to attempt to hoodwink the public and private property owners that there's nothing coming down the road. And when clearly they have not removed the designations, they've kept them in place in a policy that probably should be a rule. And just to further expand on that, Scott, The Industrial Commission is charged with regulatory oversight, but there's a great difference between a policy and a rule. They're trying to implement a policy that is clearly a rule. Policy within the Industrial Commission specifically just affects the agency itself, within the agency. A rule, the creation of a rule, has the effect of affecting private property owners, has an effect of affecting the public. Right now, we have a policy that is going to affect an immense amount of private property owners in western North Dakota, and as exploration for gas and oil moves east, as each county receives a drilling permit, you're going to have private property owners that are going to be affected by this. I think the Industrial Commission is putting in place a policy that is clearly, by statute in the state of North Dakota, a rule. It is not a policy. It is a policy that has an effective law. It should be and should have gone through the rules process. But if you remember at the first Industrial Commission meeting, there was great angst amongst the Attorney General and the Governor and the Ag Commissioner that we don't want to go through that process. It's clumsy. It really muddies things up. We need to get this pushed through, so we're going to make it a policy. I think that's very, very, very clearly an indication that they knew that this was going to be controversial, that there should have been public comment. Instead, they excluded the legislature, and they went with a policy, and I think that's clearly wrong.
I also took that, though, as a hat tip to opponents, such as yourself, that the policy had less teeth than the rule.
Well,
disagree with that?
No, I don't. I think what they've done is they've excluded the most important constituency in the state of North Dakota, and that's private property owners. I'd like to share with you what I think has been a confusion created out there between what private property rights are and aren't. And I'm going to start with what private property rights aren't. Private property rights are not an absolute in the state of North Dakota. And that's a judicial statute in the state. If I create a trust and I die, I cannot, for longer than 40 years, control that property. So in the state of North Dakota, private property rights are not absolute. But private property rights, when I'm living, do not conflict with human rights. They are human rights. Private property rights are the rights of humans to use specific goods and to exchange them. I as a private property owner, can sell my property. What's most important when you involve government in private property rights is that it shifts the balance from what I deem is important in how I use my resource towards behavior, which clearly the Industrial Commission is showing, of a government that approves of their wanted use for that property. And really, private property rights protect the individual liberty of each and every individual, not only private property owner, and in the case of North Dakota, many of these are producers. It goes all the way down to that consumer, because if the producer loses the right to grow and to raise livestock on that property and sell that through the marketplace, and it comes down to the consumer, if we lose that right, where is that consumer going to receive the food and the goods that they need to continue living? So this really is, when you take that right away from one segment and you start looking down that chain, eventually the consumer himself loses also.
Any questions for Wes are certainly welcome today on the program from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Concerns about the new policy in place of the Industrial Commission on the areas of interest. I want to get a specific scenario that concerns you most when we come back. Also, why farmers do what they do, and we continue. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you ain't wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Why do farmers do what they do? You ask and we'll get you an answer. Here's a question that came in. Why are farmers so concerned about protecting property rights? Fits very well with our discussion today. So we went to Wes, a rancher from Hazen, and asked that question. Wes, give us your answer.
One of the most fundamental requirements of a strong agricultural economy is a strong system of property rights. This allows producers to grow crops and raise livestock, passing on the land generation to generation, thus ensuring an abundant, stable food supply at reasonable prices for all consumers in the United States. It gives producers the certainty they need to make improvements to their personal property, land, and livestock, knowing they will be able to recover those costs over time. Thus, everyone in the country benefits from a strong system of private property ownership in agriculture. That is a fundamental reason for preference of a system of strong private property rights. Private property rights protect the individual liberty of the producer as well as the consumer.
Thanks, Wes. Ask your questions, why farmers do what they do, at ndfb.org. That's the website of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the folks bringing ag home. Just go to the Contact Us page, leave your questions, we'll get you an answer. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, continuing our conversation now with Wes Klein about recent decision of the North Dakota Industrial Commission. Give me a real-world scenario that worries you most about what could happen as a result of this new policy, Wes.
I would say that the unintended consequences of what we're going to see right now, where the best place for a permit may be on a quarter of school land, a quarter of state trust land, but because of that quarter's proximity within the area of interest, it's going to force that oil company to move outside and place that rig on private property, where you have a private property owner that may not have any mineral interest, but he's going to end up with the rig versus having it on a piece of state school land. But because we've now invited all these agencies in to comment on where that rig is going to be placed, it creates an antagonistic relationship, not only for the oil company against the surface owner, but the surface owner against the mineral owner.
But the argument there would have to, in other words, you're concerned that in the comment period that the people just say, well, I don't want it on a school land, or I don't want it on this piece of state land, because are going to prevail. I mean, wouldn't you be pretty easy to smoke that out, that it's just people that are saying, hey, I don't want it there for all the wrong reasons?
We've invited, the Industrial Commission has invited out some very big dogs out of their congressional authority. One of them is the National Park Service. I visited at length with Valerie Trapp, who is going to be the interim director of the Midwest region of the National Park Service, which includes, she will oversee Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Her comments related to this policy, they believe they have a mandate by inference of their congressional authority to manage the water, the air, the sound, and even the night sky as it affects Theodore Roosevelt National Park. So what they now believe is that since they have been invited out into this 2-mile buffer zone, that they need to take an active role in regulating what happens in reference to agriculture and industry in this 2-mile buffer zone.
But what I'm getting at is they may think that that's what their mandate is. It still has to fall on somebody on the Industrial Commission to go, sorry, you're wrong, doesn't it? I mean, nothing in this policy says they're going to prevail, does it?
If that's the case, why do we even need the policy? The rules are clearly in place to regulate the industry. So why are we creating, my question is, why did they need to create another layer of bureaucracy and impact private property owners when all the regulations are in place and clear direction to the Director of Minerals on how the siting of oil wells takes place? The Kildare Mountain Battlefield is a clear example where the oil industry, the private property owner, along with the oil and gas division, worked very well together prior to this policy to move that oil rig to an area where it was less obtrusive and clearly satisfied all the needs of the preservationist community.
Cole, so, for you off air, let's go to that, and don't have much time left. I want to give you a chance to answer this.
Hello, yes. I was wondering if the gentleman might have thought that, is there any chance that this Industrial Commission and their rulings and all this is going on with the private property rights and all this and that, do you think that it could possibly be connected on a bigger, larger scale with the United Nations Agenda 21? Thank you.
Wes?
Yes, I... I've read some of the Agenda 21. I would have to go back to, if you go back and I have read the management plan for the National Park Service that came out in 1987. You read through that management plan, it specifically states extraordinary places. And it has a list of places that the National Park Service, all the way back to 1987, wanted to see designated by the state or the federal government. So this is a long-term agenda set by the preservationists in the state of North Dakota. And I really think the Industrial Commission handed to the National Park Service and federal agencies everything they could not get when they designated Theodore Roosevelt National Park and
Wes,
set the boundary.
Wes, thanks for joining us today. We're going to continue to follow this very closely. Wes Klein, North Dakota Farm Bureau, our guest.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.